Hello friends, welcome to this learning session. And in this learning session of revenue cycle management in healthcare, we are going to learn about chapter 2, medical transcription. But of course, before starting learning, let me once again introduce myself. I'm Sandeep Gupte and I'm working as a performance consultant and a trainer in one of the very leading multinational pharmaceutical company. I have done my graduation in science with drugs and dyes from Mumbai University, and I am also a diploma holder of an Indian Society of Training and Development, New Delhi. I have a very rich experience of 33 years in building pharmaceutical brands and developing people in sales as well as marketing. So that's all about me. Let's start learning. In this chapter of medical transcription, what we are going to learn is what do you exactly mean by this transcription and what are the different type of transcriptions? What are the skills and responsibilities of a medical transcriptionist? File transfer protocol and which are the types of file transfer protocol are there and what is the medical transcription workflow? We will try to evaluate the advantages and disadvantages of a medical transcription. Besides that, we will also see various pricing standards in medical transcription industry, which are the different type of errors usually occur, and at the last we will see types of medical reports generated. So let's begin. So first of all, let's understand from a very basic. What is transcription? So it is defined very in a simple way. It is the act or a process of a conversion of a dictation or a audio into text by a person with the assistance of a computer for word processing. And the person who does this is known as a transcriptionist. The text or the written document produced by this transcription is known as a transcript. So transcription, transcriptionist and transcript, these are the three terms which we will use very often. Now this is a very interesting statement given by Bureau of Labor Statistics of US Department of Labor. What they claim that the employment of medical transcriptionist is projected to grow by 8% from 2012 to 2022, about as fast as the average of all occupations. So this medical transcriptionist, the requirement in the market will be high and the future is also very good. So let's understand, are there various types of transcriptions? The answer is yes. One of the transcription is business or a financial transcription. What happens in this? Business or financial transcription is the process of a transcribing recordings of annual general meetings or investor meetings or presentations, press releases, interviews, seminars, speeches, etc. There is a term called general transcription, and which comprises transcribing academic lectures, speeches, etc. The fourth one is medical transcription. And medical transcription is the process of a transcribing recorded audio which is dictated by a doctor, that is physician or any other healthcare professionals, into the text format. So this a person who is known as a medical transcriptionist is a team worker of a physician. He can work from the hospital or he can work from the home also. So the home-based medical transcriptionist is the medical transcriptionist working from home. A short form is known as a HBT. The medical records or a medical report is the electronic copy or a hard copy which results from the medical transcription process and is the official record of a physician's encounter with the patient. Now let's see which are the types of transcription. An medical transcription service organization is the basically a medical transcription company providing transcription services to clinics and hospitals. They transcribe and prepare various records. But is it a final? No, it is not a final. A flag in the report requires the physician to fill in the blank flag to finish up the report. Unless the blank flag in the medical report is filled by the physician, the report is not complete or finalized. Now let's learn something more about home-based medical transcriptionist. In recent years, it is observed that the home-based medical transcriptionist has become a lucrative option in the transcription industry in the United States as well as here, that is in India also. And what are the benefits? Huge benefits are there with the home-based medical transcriptionist. Let's see one by one. Home-based medical transcriptionist has a working hours which are flexible. And work is done from the comfort of the home. There is no need to travel, which in turn saves the both time and of course money. This medical transcription service organization prefers this home-based medical transcriptionist as they save on staff welfare expenses. And these HBTs are available all the round the clock, 24/7. Now this medical transcriptionist job is not very easy. They require a very specific skills. So now let's understand which are the set of skills are very, very essential for them. HBT or maybe medical transcriptionist requires an in-depth knowledge of a human anatomy and physiology. Good knowledge of English spelling, idioms, and the phrases is also required. This medical transcriptionist must be well versed with the operation of a computer, especially work processing softwares. They should have a good eye, hand, and foot coordination. Sound knowledge of disease process and a medical terminology is very essential. Besides that, a very sound knowledge of drugs and their side effects is also required. They should have a typing skill, and which should be not average, but it should be excellent. A very good knowledge of formal writing, grammar, use of correct punctuation and capitalization rules, they must know. And medical transcriptionist must have ability to rectify any inconsistencies in the medical report also. Medical transcriptionist should have a skill of creativity. Creative enough to research quickly for a new medical devices or a new medications that have come in the market. Medical transcriptionist must remember or create the repository to quickly enable the insertion of a correct spelling of the new device or a new drug in the future. And they should have a thorough knowledge of Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act compliance or medico-legal issues. Besides skills, medical transcriptionist has got a huge responsibilities on their shoulder. Which are those? Now we will see it one by one. One of the thing is that ability of audio files and accurately transcribe various type of medical reports for different medical specialties and subspecialties that include history and physical, soap notes, emergency room notes, operative reports, discharge summary, radiology report, etc. They should be able to understand and transcribe it in a very proper way. They should be able to edit the medical reports accurately, utilizing correct punctuation, grammar, and spelling. Checking of completeness of the medical report is the one of the biggest responsibility of medical transcriptionist. Medical transcriptionist must accurately enter the patient's demographic, such as name, date of birth, date of visit, service gender, medical records number, social security number, address, etc., etc. And also should maintain a record or a log of all the audio files received and reports completed. Comparing and finalizing report of a quality analyst or a physician with own medical reports to perform quality checks is also greatest responsibility. And also they need to maintain the repository for new medical devices and drugs for reference in the future. Besides that, in some hospitals, medical transcriptionist may also be needed to maintain the medical file records and charts. Though maintaining medical file records is specially a job and responsibility of the medical records technician, medical transcriptionist may also be sometimes required to perform various administrative duties like scheduling appointments, checking in the hospitals, and also answering the phone calls. Another fact is that since Indian doctors are not used to dictating medical report but rather write down the medical chart, visual medical transcription is most prevalent in Indian hospitals. So the medical transcriptionist does not listen to the dictated audio but looks at the handwritten chart of a doctor and types the medical report. The typed medical report has to be reviewed by the doctor before it can be finalized and stored in the patient's record. Now let's learn about certification. Association of a Healthcare Documentation Integrity, formerly known as the American Association of Medical Transcription, offers two types of certification exams for medical transcriptionist. Number one is Registered Healthcare Documentation Specialist, Level 1, formerly known as a Registered Medical Transcriptionist. Number 2, Certified Healthcare Documentation Specialist, Level 2, formerly was known as a Certified Medical Transcriptionist. Now these both RHDS and CHDS have validity of 3 years, and candidates need to retake the exams to maintain their certification. So this whole medical transcription process takes place in a very systematic stepwise. The first encounter, patient meets the doctor and doctor examines the patient. Then what happens? Patient's history, diagnosis, line of treatment is decided by the doctor, and the same is done recording. Doctor records the dictation. Further to that, that audio file is received by the medical transcriptionist department, and then medical transcriptionist types the report. Further to that, quality analyst proof report, and then the typed file is sent to physician's office. So this is the process of a medical transcription. In order for the medical transcriptionist to receive the dictation, the physician has to record it first. The recording of a dictation can be achieved by various ways. For example, use of handheld dictaphone. Then another one is use of regular telephone or a mobile phone. And third is use of microphone of a computer. Now let's see the advantages and disadvantages of these three ways one by one. The advantage of a use of handheld dictaphone is physicians have the option of recording the dictation at any time and at any place. Physician can delete a specific dictation as it is present on the dictaphone. But which are the disadvantages? This use of handheld dictaphone involves one extra step of downloading the audio files onto the PC or a laptop before uploading it to the dictation system. There is always a fear of losing it and in the process losing the sensitive personal health information of a patient. When the recorder battery runs low, there is a possibility that dictation gets distorted, and with the dictation on the dictaphone, there is a chance of it getting accidentally erased from the dictaphone while recording other dictations. Now let's see the advantages and disadvantages of recording the dictation with the help of the regular telephone or a mobile phone. Now this is also called as a phone in or a dial in or a call in process. Now the advantages are the audio file is accessible to the medical transcriptionist instantly when the physician finishes the dictation. There is no fear of losing the sensitive PHI or inadvertently erasing the dictation because it is recorded and stored on a secure dictation server. But the disadvantages are physician cannot cancel dictation on their own but have to notify the MTSO. And if there is any technical issue in the telephone line, the dictation may be distorted or garbled. Third type is that recording the dictation and use of a microphone of a computer. Now this process of a recording the dictation is seldom used. So now let's see which are the requirements of a medical transcriptionist. In order to effectively perform the job of a transcription, a medical transcriptionist needs to have a certain hardwares as well as softwares. So which are the hardwares are required by the medical transcriptionist? Number one, headphone, because he needs to listen the dictation. Number two, computer with the word processing capability to transcribe the dictation. And third, foot pedal to play and pause the dictation. It is usually has got a three buttons like a play, pause, rewind, forward, etc. The foot pedals are of two types. One is USB foot pedal, which is useful and fits into any USB ports of the computer. And the another one is 15 pin foot pedal, which fits into the 15 pin game port provided at the back of the panel of some computers. Softwares which are usually used by medical transcriptionists are word processing software like MS Word, OpenOffice for transcribing the medical report. Medical transcriptionist needs audio player software also, which can be configured with the foot pedal to play, pause, rewind and forward. And several electronic dictionaries such as medical dictionary, English dictionary and drug dictionaries is also very much essential by the medical transcriptionist. Now we will study advantages of medical transcription. What is the advantage? First of all, it brings down the operational cost and physician gets ample of free time to serve the patient as dictating is easier and faster than typing or writing. Further to that, medical transcription streamlines the data in the systemic manner and facilitates easy processing of information and accessibility of the reports. Further to that, medical transcription reduces the burden of filing paper, medical charts and storing it in a huge cabinets, and the database is user friendly and helps to do away with unwanted ambiguity. The disadvantages of medical transcriptions are most medical transcriptionists are not a healthcare professional. Therefore, there is a chance of a mistaken medical report. In case work outsourced to an offsite location, the protected health information of a patient are at the behest of their staff and there is always a risk of it being stolen, lost or misused. Here is an example of that. In 2013, in August, Cogent Healthcare made public that M2 ComScience, a medical transcriptionist company, was not storing any protected health information. Okay, but subsequently, Economic Times reported a successful sting operation by UK agency in which some health related data was bought from the medical transcription company. Now, this is a very serious issue. So, this is one of the demerit of the medical transcription. Now, after understanding advantages and disadvantages of medical transcription, let's understand medical transcription workflow. Due to the advent of latest information technology, especially internet, medical transcription can now be able to be outsourced and sent to offsite locations, either locally or globally, for transcription. A file transfer protocol server acts as a single point of contact for uploading and downloading of the files by the medical transcription service organizations as well as hospitals. Earlier, for file transfer, use of email was very common. But nowadays, very few physicians use this method owing to its cumbersome and posing a security risk of exposing sensitive patient health information. This email account for a transfer of files has got a good kind of a limitations. First of all, download and upload is very slow. Interrupted downloads cannot be resumed. Limitations on the file size that can be uploaded and downloaded. And further to that, more prone to a cyber attacks and PHI being stolen or misused. It is a standard network protocol used to transfer files between computers via the internet. To carry on the transfer file through the file transfer protocol connection, the three things are very, very essential. Number one, file transfer protocol server, file transfer protocol client, and of course, a internet. So, file transport protocol server is the central server which hosts the FTP account and it's accessed by the medical transcription service organization or a hospital or a physician to upload and download the files. Number two, file transfer protocol client is the personal computer of the MTSO or the hospital or a physician which is used to connect to the FTP server. Third is internet. A live internet connection is required to make a connection between FTP client and the FTP server. And there are certain free FTP clients as well as there are certain paid FTP clients also. Please note, this file transfer protocol connections can be achieved using standard web browsers. But it is not ideal as the transfer of files are slow and not secure. So now let's learn about types of file transfer protocol accounts. Public FTP. In this type of accounts, no verification is performed. It is especially by companies to provide a software updates to its users. This type of FTP account is never used in the healthcare industry because of the security risk and HIPAA violation. Secure FTP. These type of accounts protects the username and passwords and encrypts the content that is transferred over the internet. There are some specific protocols used by secure FTPs. Explicit FTPs is an extension to the FTP standard that allows clients to request that the FTP session be encrypted. SSH file transfer protocol. SFTP uses the secure shell protocol and encrypts the password as well as the data, thereby preventing sensitive information from being transmitted openly over the internet. Plain FTP is not secure and it has to be secured by various encryption methods such as SFTP or SSL or TLS. A specific login information is required to connect to the any FTP server, which are like host name and address is very much essential. Port, protocol, host, login type is needed. User ID, that is FTP username, and password, that is FTP password, is very much essential. There are various advantages of a file transfer protocol. It's very simple drag and drop kind of a thing. So for uploading and downloading of the files from FTP server, simultaneous transfer of a multiple files at a time is possible. Interrupted file transfers can be resumed, and file queuing is also possible. That is, one can queue the files depending upon their priority. Another advantages are automated transfer. Standing instructions can be set so that any specified time file transfer protocol connection will be established and transfer of the file will start automatically. Synchronization. Files on the local computers are updated and matched to the files of FTP server without any manual intervention in periodic manner. Now let's learn about types of medical transcription workflow, and one of them is that offline medical transcription. Now in this type of transcription utilizes local area network in addition to the internet to distribute the files among the intended users. Hence it is known as a offline. Online medical transcription utilizes only the internet to distribute the files among the intended users. Hence it is known as a online. So this picture represents offline medical transcription. Internet as well as local area network is used in offline, and this picture shows how the online medical transcription takes place by using only internet.